Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
I suppose, as usual, Marianne, you'll be spending the weekend Zooming while I'm surfing the channels on TV. Is that what's going to happen?
Yes. I think I am. I've already got the, you know, couple of happy hours lined up for today. But I noticed that you have also gone from doing no Zooming and just making fun of me to actually Zooming every day with your friends.
Well, I don't quite have the Zoomathons that you do with as many people or as often or as loud. But yeah, I have done it. Isn't everybody?
I think everybody's doing it, and, you know, whether you use Zoom or House Party, which I haven't used yet, but I really want to try, or FaceTiming, or there's just a bunch of different ways that you can have a digital group gathering, and, you know, just a lot of people are doing that, but also, you know, a lot of people are just spending their day. I have a couple of friends who are teachers, and they spend their entire day on Zoom, like, you know, from morning to night, trying to teach, you know, the kids whatever, and then also trying to teach the little kids' parents how to use, you know, some of the technology. So, yeah, people are just on these digital group gatherings.
Yeah, for work, too. Yeah, we've had a few WGN meetings on Zoom. And I know I was on one last week, and but I didn't want to be seen. So I just put the phone down, and that little cartoon character comes up.
Bob, don't do that. That's rude. If they're asking you, if they're doing a Zoom meeting, it's because they want to see you.
I don't think it's
optional.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but you know, you want to look good too, and sometimes you're not ready.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that a lot of people don't even know the basics of looking decent on one of these calls. So I've been doing a little bit of research, and I have like 5 tips that I can give people for looking better and, you know, just looking decent when you're on one of these calls. So the most important thing is lighting, because obviously that's what's going to make you look the best. And the best way to do that is to just open up your shades and let the natural light pour in, not on a day like today because it's not that light outside, but on any other day.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people just think they need to be near a window, but then they'll put their backs to the bright window. And then so that makes the camera underexposed, and it creates a big dark silhouette, and you can't see the person. So you need to sit in front of a window so that the light is coming onto you, not behind you. And then if it's dark, if it's nighttime, just find a source of light and sit in front of it. So, that sounds pretty simple, right? It should just be on your face.
Yeah, and, you know, even today, especially later when the snow ends, I mean, you know, the light, there will be light coming in from outside, so use that light. Yeah.
Yeah, and also you can buy, like, an inexpensive lighting kit that attaches to your laptop or to your desktop, and it gives you plenty of light. So you can do it that way, too. I mean, if it's dark. Okay, next thing is the background. So this seems like really elementary, but a lot of people don't even think about it. Just, you know, check out what is your background going to look like from the position of where you're going to put the camera. So if you're doing it like in your bedroom, like make up your bed, you know, pick up the, you know, your dirty underwear or whatever it is that you left. You know what I mean? So, you know, just make it look nice. Get rid of all the messes.
Yeah, I was noticing on TV that everybody cleans up the rooms they're in. You know, everybody's at home now. I want to go to the rooms where all the junk is, where all the clutter is. But you can also use even I know how to use the virtual the background.
That is something that you can use. You can use a custom background, and it hides everything behind you. The only thing about it is that, I mean, like, there are some that are pre-made. Like, I've been on so many calls with people who are standing in front of the Golden Gate Bridge or strands of grass or whatever. But then it's really bright behind you, and once again, you have to light yourself, or else you're going to look super dark in front of that custom background.
Yeah,
you can have fun with those. You can put your own pictures in there, and that you know, could really be fun too. And you can just keep alternating them too.
Yeah, they have that button. They have that button there. Are you doing your Hollywood trick on these two, where the camera or the phone in this case, or you know, the whatever is at a high angle?
Well, that's the next one. It's positioning the camera. So you always, you don't want to have a camera shooting up your nose. You want it, you know, to be flattering. So make sure that the camera is either at eye level or slightly above eye level. Like on the top, like at the level of the top of your head and angling slightly into your eyes, pointing at your eyes. And it's not really extreme, but it just creates a much more flattering angle of view. And then also, if you're holding it with your hand, you know, you're holding the phone with your hand, that's usually too close. And so you don't want to be too close, because then your face becomes distorted.
Okay, and so, you don't
make
use,
sure that the camera isn't set to the wide angle lens.
You don't use the phone all the time, do you? You don't use your phone.
It's more flattering if you don't use your phone, because then your face is not distorted because it's so close up.
Got
so
it.
I try, and if I do use my phone, then I try to use, you know, hold it up higher, looking down, which makes my arm like want to fall off after a while. So can't do that. Okay, so the next thing is the camera. Like if you use your old laptop to do a Zoom call or, you know, a digital call of any kind, the camera is usually like pretty junky. So a lot of people, they attach a webcam to the top of their laptop and they use that because that the quality is just, you know, way better. All right. The other thing is how you sound affects how you look too. I mean, if you're always breaking up, I mean, it just, people don't want to hear from you. So make sure that you use something, you know, a good microphone. And by that, I mean your headphones. Like if you have, like I have the AirPods, and that has a very good microphone, so I don't have to worry about it. And our daughter and I have, you know, we laugh at you a lot, Bob, because you walk around the house. You walk around the house with your AirPods on or your earbuds, and then at the same time you're holding the phone right by your mouth, which you don't need to do because the microphone is on your ears. It's well, not on the phone.
I knew it was on your Apple iPods, whatever it is, earbuds. But I have the older ones, and I didn't know that was
all of
the
them.
Fact.
Yeah,
okay.
All of them are like that. So those are my five tips, and I have one more bonus one that I just discovered, and I cannot even believe I didn't know about this, okay? So if you're doing Zoom, there is a feature that's built in specifically for the purpose of making you look better, okay? So it's like if you go into the settings, it's called Touch Up My Appearance. It's an option that actually smooths out your skin. It's not perfect, but if you have a lot of light, it works.
You don't need that, but everybody else does. All right, Marianne, are you going to watch the Bulls Michael Jordan Last Dance with me Sunday night?
I'm going to have to, yeah, for sure.
All right. It's a date.